540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Biden administration vows to take new steps to protect student borrowers after the Supreme Court scuttled the plan to forgive $400 billion in debt by using a 2003 law. Persis Yu is with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
We know that the payments are resuming in the fall and that that is going to mean financial disaster if this administration does not act, and it does not act soon.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it was a 6-3 decision.
The Supreme Court could have disposed of this case on procedural grounds, and many court watchers believe that was exactly how this case would end up, simply dismissed. But student loan forgiveness is a huge public policy commitment, one that this Supreme Court obviously believed was not something that could be undertaken by the executive branch without congressional approval.
And the court ruled in favor of a graphic designer who refused to work with same-sex couples. CBS's Major Garrett says that butted against a Colorado discrimination law.
Let me read to you a portion of Neil Gorsuch's decision and opinion. Quote, "The First Amendment's protections belong to all, not just to speakers whose motives the government finds worthy. In this case, Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views, but deny her conscience about a matter of major significance."
It's a busy day on the nation's highways and at the airports. Very crowded in that terminal in Houston. Experts say this 4th of July period could shatter travel records. Paris correspondent Elaine Cobb tells us the French government's taking new steps to keep people off the streets at night in cities where there have been violent protests.
Police responded in large numbers, with 40,000 deployed in an attempt to restore order. Demonstrators are accusing the police of racism and excessive force after a 17-year-old named Nael of Algerian-Moroccan descent was shot at close range by a police officer during a traffic stop.
Actor Alan Arkin has died, a versatile performer who handled drama and humor and gave us many memorable characters. Here with Johnny Depp in Edward Scissorhands.
Keep him cloistered away up in that castle too long. You don't know anything about the wonderful world of teenage girls. They're all crazy. Here's some straightening right out.
What is it?
Lemonade.
Arkin won an Oscar for his role as the oddball grandfather in Little Miss Sunshine. He was 89 years old. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 291 points, the S&P up 54. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The advisory for air quality has passed after a week of record-breaking particle pollution concentrations in Waukesha, Racine, Brookfield, and the eastern part of the state. The DNR says if conditions change and smoke returns, you should stay indoors, use air conditioning or recirculate, or consider using indoor air purifiers. Rain is part of the forecast for the next few days. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails. They say to make sure you're using the right equipment.
Helmets save lives. I've been to countless scenes where a helmet has saved an individual's life, no doubt.
That's Marcus Medina of the DNR. So far this year, Wisconsin has had 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. 21 people died in crashes last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTW Law.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworld.com. Brookfield.net. Announcing Backman's No Tax Independent Sale happening now. Purchase a Finley Osana, a hot spring spa, or an endless pool, and Backman's will pay the taxes. Showrooms located in Madison and Brookfield.
Relax. It's Backman's.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, Mr. Evan Preston, on a Friday, TGIF, June 30th, 2023. Welcome along, everybody. Glad to have you in on a Friday. First and foremost, shout out, happy birthday to my wonderful and talented stepmother, Mary Albaugh, who is celebrating her 29th birthday, or at least the anniversary of her 29th birthday today. So happy birthday, Mary. She traditionally, she and Dad go up to Door County, get a malt from one of the famous little malt shops there in Door County. So I think she was on her way up there this morning when I talked to her. So happy birthday to Mary up in Shawano, just at the very edge of WISS, Oshkosh Air Support Station there, and also on the edge of our Green Bay Station as well, WGBW. So if you're in Shawano, you can try to tune in to the Green Bay Station and also on Oshkosh Air Support. So happy birthday to Mary. And remember, speaking of Oshkosh Air Support, just learned from our good friend Luke Mathers that he is going to be releasing some more Brewers tickets next week. So we will have a live show. I believe he and I and William Walter are the only ones doing a live show next week. But he and I, we will be here on Monday with a live show. And we will have Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets to give away on Monday for next weekend's game. So be listening to that. Remember, you can catch the Brewers on WISS. SS. Try that again, Todd. Put my dentures back in. I don't wear dentures. Wouldn't that be fantastic? It actually would. I had grandparents had dentures. Anyway, I have all my teeth yet. At least the majority of them. Milwaukee Brewer baseball, that's what I was going to say, is on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. That's the Big 1100 AM 1100 in the Fox Valley area, and also over in the southwest part of the state, our home station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewer baseball all season long right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good time will be had by all. Big show today. A tinge of sadness, quite frankly, today on the show, but we're not just going to dwell in the negative. Today marks the final day of official in-person, even though classes are out, the actual goings-on of UW-Richland. Officially now, UW-Platteville-Richland. June 30th marked the end of what has been a 50-plus-year run for that campus. Technically, there will still be classes offered online, basically amounts to a website that says UW-Richland. There will be no staff members, no faculty. The running of the operation will be turned over to the county. The buildings will no longer be part of the UW system. Certainly a sad day in Richland Center. Next, coming up after the break here, we're going to invite in, for the facts on the today's show, really talented reporter Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is the higher education reporter. She has been on this story since it broke last fall in November. And she's going to update us on what happened in the state budget, make sure we get the facts straight, keep me honest. And what role did State Senator Howard Markline and State Representative Tony Kurtz, Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Tony Kurtz, a member thereof, what role did they have in helping the campus close? We'll discuss that with Kelly Meyerhofer coming up next. At the 1:30 hour, Troy Everson, longtime friend and also the former student Senate president at the University of Wisconsin Center Richland. That's what it was called when we were there. Went on to be a very successful career in teaching. He will be along to share some memories of our time together at UW-Richland, what it means to him and others. I'm sure he'll have a couple of saucy comments as well. Troy Everson, looking forward to having him at 1:30. And then at hour number two, we're going to try to talk through this a little bit, make ourselves feel a little better. And what better way to do so than our wonderful friend and ongoing contributor here at the All Ball Show, Kira Sabin of Relationship Quotient, a life coach, and as we like to call her, the troop leader of love. She'll be in today talking specifically about spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships through through red, yellow, and green flags.
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday. Well, I literally got done moving about 45 minutes ago. So I'm running on a little bit of sleep, sure. Some coffee. But we'll make it. We're going to make it. Some great guests and important topics today. So Kira Sabin is in. Kind of cool. She had red, yellow, and green flags and how to spot healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships. Maybe we'll ask her what sort of healthy and unhealthy behavior we can look for in our state elected officials. that might be a good way to look at this, right? Not just our love interest, but who we elect to office. We'll ask Kira Sabin in hour number two. Take your phone calls along the way as well. If you want to call in now, you can, but probably won't take any actual calls until the bottom of the hour, because I really want to focus in on Kelly Meyerhofer here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talk through this closing of the Richland campus and make sure we have our facts straight. The call number, of course, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Again, taking your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. Important to remember here, not just what this means for the Richland campus, but if you live in Sheboygan, in Green Bay, in Manitowoc, in Merrill, in Wausau, in Rice Lake, in Madison, Milwaukee, this could happen to you. Not kidding. We'll discuss it with Kelly Meyerhofer next. Stay with us now. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready to sell your home this summer? Receive a free home evaluation and repair assessment with the Summer Spruce Package from Singstock Homes and Homestead Realty, Inc. Upon listing agreement, you may qualify for a $500 credit towards any repairs. Visit SingstockHomes.com to spruce up your summer home listing.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show across the state of Wisconsin on a Friday, June 30th, 2023, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. You see behind me, if you're watching on our live stream on Facebook or Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're watching the show, or if you're listening over the air, I'll describe it for you. We have our show banner right over my right shoulder. But above that, today on the wall, you'll see a blue and white sign that says, Save Our UW Richland Campus. Signs purchased by the UW Richland Foundation early on in this process to make sure that people were aware of what was going on. And having been from Richland Center, again, my grandmother was the first woman to serve as a dean of a campus in Wisconsin, happened to be UW Richland. I like to say up front, I am not 100% biased in this. I want to make sure that people understand that because I literally, I'm 53, I literally learned how to walk in the halls of the UW Richland campus. My dad was athletic director, a wrestling coach there for several years as well. So I have a passion for the UW Richland campus. But you know, going back, because I still have family in Richland Center, I go back quite often, go back to our station at WRCO. And what struck me were where these blue and white signs that say, Save Our Campus, our UW Richland Campus, were placed in Richland Center. Because they weren't just all in the same yards where you might see a Joe Biden sign. They were also in yards where you would see a Donald Trump or a Howard Mark line or a Tim Michaels sign. And we talk about issues that might bring our communities together. And this was certainly one where it didn't matter a political ideology. Everyone in the Richland County and Richland area community understood the importance of that. One way to understand that is by reading really good journalism and relying on the facts. And in this whole process, no one's covered this better, in my opinion, than our first guest this afternoon. That is Kelly Meyerhofer. She is the higher ed reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kelly, thanks so much for taking time to be with us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me here, Todd.
Absolutely. My pleasure. First, for those that might not follow your writing, good heavens, why aren't they? That's my first question. But how long have you been at the Journal Sentinel and kind of how did you get into journalism?
Sure. I haven't been at the Journal Sentinel too long. I just came up on my 1 year anniversary in early May. But I did cover higher education in Wisconsin for 4 years at the Madison newspaper, the Wisconsin State Journal. So I've been covering UW campuses for about 5 years now.
I think that's tremendous. Great experience there. When this story first broke back in November, again, from everything that I saw and read and know from behind the scenes, UW President Jay Rothman, to my knowledge and to the county board members that I talked to, never came to Richland Center, never talked to anybody locally on the ground, just kind of did this arbitrarily and kept going back and saying, well, the enrollment dipped down from 500 and some in 2015, now down to 60 students this past semester, which is true. What he didn't talk about was the fact that, and this is my opinion now, that the campus was set up. Because there were instances where I talked to people from the foundation that said there was an offer of $600,000 to hire a recruiter, and Platteville Indoor Systems said no. In your reporting, did you find some of these same things where there were attempts on the local side to save the campus, and it just wasn't heard or fell on deaf ears at system?
Yeah, I definitely found that in my reporting. I talked to the private foundation recruiter who said that they made offers to get a recruiter just working for the Richland campus, and UW's Platteville and System turned down that offer. I talked to students who said that Richland was not really promoted at all on campus presentations. The focus was on the four-year campus in Platteville. Who else did I talk to? I'm just trying to refresh my memory from this story published in the winter. Yeah, there were a number of instances I found where, you know, the local community felt like they were getting the short shrift at the expense of their campus, or the main campus.
Here's the answer that I haven't been able to nail down, and perhaps you have. I can't find anyone at Platteville who will talk to me. I mean, I've talked to assistants to the chancellor, she was the interim chancellor, now permanent chancellor, Tammy Nedvedevich. I've talked to people I've talked to Tony Kurtz, state representative. I've talked to State Senator Howard Markline face-to-face. I talked to Jeff Berant, the system vice president to Jay Rothman. No one will answer the question of who made those decisions to deny the local foundation at Richland the ability to use those private funds, and why were they set up? Who set them up and why? Have you found any answers to that?
It's my understanding that UW-Platteville, you know, made the decision to turn down the foundation offer to hire a recruiter. I don't know if they consulted UW system on that decision.
And do you know if that was made by first interim and now current chancellor Tammy Nedvedevich, or was it her predecessor, Dennis Shields?
That's a good question. I know the recruiter or the foundation made several offers. So I know it happened during the former chancellor Dennis Shields' tenure. I don't know, you know, since the current chancellor started a couple of years ago, if that offer was specifically made to her or not. That would be something that I'd have to find out.
And you know, keep me honest, because, you know, I've experienced, my former boss, you know, was the chair of the higher ed committee of the state senate, Dale Schultz. And so I have some experience with this, but not the last 5 years. Do you think it's, I'm not, as a reporter, do you find it odd that system representatives, people at Platteville don't want to talk, or even, I mean, if I were in that position, I would want to do an analysis to find out how and why a campus went from 500 students to 60 students so it's not repeated to other campuses. No, why don't people want to talk about this?
That's a good question. I mean, when I talked to UW Assistant President Jay Rothman back in like December, you know, he said he did not see it by any stretch of the imagination as mismanagement on Platteville's part. So, I mean, if they don't view it that way, that could be why they're not doing a deep dive analysis.
Let's go to Rothman and the state representatives and state senator. I mean, back in November, correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially Jay Rothman said that Richland was going to be a one-off. This is just kind of a one-time thing. Now fast forward to the budget situation. He's all but said that, I mean, he has said everything. Every campus is on the table, correct?
Yeah, he's never used specifically the words like campus closure, but he's talked about, you know, this threatens our accessibility in serving students across the state. So it's sort of veiled, but he is sort of indirectly referring to campus closures. And I think what we saw, you know, with UW Milwaukee, Washington County is that, you know, there are a lot of conversations going on behind the scenes about other campuses that are struggling too with enrollment.
I really appreciate bringing up Washington, and here's the thing I really want to make sure that I'm getting right. Because as I understand it, it was put in, was it the final motion of the Joint Finance Committee, this money for Washington County?
It was the Budget Committee's last motion of their whole budget.
So what that's historically called,
a miscellaneous item.
For those people who aren't aware, I know Kelly's probably aware, but it's called a 999. Kind of a miscellaneous catch-all last. So this is put. Do you know who made that motion to put that money in for Washington County?
I don't know for sure. I know Senator Dewey Strobel serves on the committee, and he's been very involved in the conversations with the campus that's in his district. So I would imagine, you know, he's been pushing for it, but I don't know that for a fact.
Sure. And it was what, $3.3 million that the Joint Finance Committee put in for the Washington County campus transition over in the merger with the Tech College. Is that correct?
Yes, $3.35 million.
And to your knowledge,
that would be released after UW System presents a plan. They don't automatically get it if the budget is passed.
It's set aside basically and allocated specifically for Washington County's transition. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. So, and to your knowledge, was there any money set aside specifically for the transition for the county of Richland County or the closure of the Richland campus?
No, I think UW-Richland's just gotten the state money that it gets, you know, allocated to them through UW system general.
So, again, I want to be careful that I'm not, Kelly's a reporter, she's not, you're not partisan, she's a great reporter, she just simply reports the facts, so I don't want to put you in a position to say, hey, what's your opinion on this, but I guess, again, as a reporter, do you find it curious, I'll just ask it that way, do you find it curious that when I have eyewitnesses, when I talk to State Representative Tony Kurtz, who's on the Joint Finance Committee at one of these meetings last winter, and I said, Tony, you know, what about the 999? Can't you put to, I said, I've talked to Senator Kelda Royce. She was on this program about 3 weeks ago and said that she thought that all four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee would support a motion for money for the Richland campus in a transition or however. And I said, Tony, why not try a 999? Can't you put it? He goes, well, we don't even do that anymore. He goes, we wouldn't be able to do something like that. Literally told people in Richland County he couldn't do it. Howard Markline said they couldn't do it. And then on the last motion of joint finance, they put $3.3 million in for Washington County. Do you find that curious at all?
I mean, it's certainly they're handling each branch campus differently. I could say that, you know, Richland did not get any additional state money. I asked Washington County Executive Josh Shulman about that, you know, that his campus seems to be getting different treatment, you know, than other campuses, Richland for sure, and potentially other branch campuses in the future. And whether that was fair. And he said, you know, every campus is different, every county is different, and funding will be obviously a big part of the discussion going forward. So
for those people that haven't read it, go to jsonline.com, stands for Journal Sentinel, jsonline.com. The story is from this week, June 26th, entitled West Bend Would Consolidate Its Two Colleges Into One Under GOP Plan by Kelly. It's a really great article. In this reporting, Kelly, is it fair to say or is it accurate? There were some people involved said we didn't even really, no one really knows where this motion came from, because it basically they're saying we didn't ask for this, it just kind of appeared.
Yeah, I mean, the conversations have certainly been going on. Washington County has this task force that proposed, you know, merging the two colleges into one because of demographic reasons. So they've really been pushing that. UW-Milwaukee as its own task force looking at this issue and trying to like gather feedback from all the affected parties, because they there's some concern on campus that the county's sort of plan was developed without proper campus input. What UW System and UW-Milwaukee told me after the Republicans approved this plan was that they didn't request the motion and they wanted to learn more about it. And, you know, there were too many unknowns to really speak about it this week. I think what they told me was that they were pretty much caught off guard.
Final, about a minute left. Always goes too fast. I really appreciate your time. Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Higher Ed Reporter. What do you feel, just from your observations being up at the building, the Capitol, what do you think is next? Do you think that Governor Evers vetoes this whole thing, or do you think there's is your reporting, are there any negotiations still going on to somehow put more money back into UW?
That's a really good question. I think that's the question everyone's asking at the Capitol now that the Assembly and Senate have passed the budget. Is like, what is Evers going to veto the whole thing? You know, he's threatened to do that. He's upset that DEI funding is going to be cut from UW. But I think the way that Republicans sort of said that they could get that money back, but by not spending it on DEI and instead put it towards workforce development. So their funding could remain flat. It wouldn't technically be a cut. I think that sort of gives Governor Evers an out. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Persis Yu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
Critically, this case was about President Biden's use of the HEROES Act to implement debt relief. It was about the announcement that he made back in August using the HEROES Act to do this action. But he has other tools.
Justices also issued a ruling siding with a Colorado woman who opposed making wedding websites for same-sex couples. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
In a strong dissent, Justice Sotomayor says, you're creating a second-class citizenry. LGBTQ people have sought to have their rights, and those rights have been recognized in other Supreme Court cases.
And AAA projects a record-breaking holiday weekend of travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The TSA expects to screen nearly 18 million over the next week.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The air quality advisory has been lifted, with the smoke for now clearing out, and some hoping for holiday weekend rain.
There will be at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms over the holiday weekend.
Meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service says there are chances of rain through Independence Day. Corporate money is funding a semi-public party. Pete Schwabe has some 120th financial news.
Just under $100,000 will be paid back to Milwaukee County taxpayers by Harley-Davidson for the use of Veterans Park next month. The agreement covers Harley's 120th celebration and grants them exclusive use of the park space. The homecoming is July 13th through the 16th, with Green Day on the 14th and Foo Fighters July 15th. The sponsorship fee stipulates that Harley has to replace turf if necessary.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on Friday, June 30th, 2023. 1:33 now on the time and temperature sign. I want to bring back just for a moment at least the higher ed reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Kelly Meyerhofer, because Kelly got so in, I got so into your answer, was listening. I didn't watch the clock. We didn't end it cleanly. So again, I just want to like give you an opportunity to finish up, make sure we're hearing you correctly or we're getting the whole thing. Where this budget goes, whether Governor Evers, Tony Evers, signs it into law as is, or whether he vetoes the whole thing and pushes this off until October, because just so people are aware, they're not a political geek like I am. Unlike in the United States Congress, if there's not a budget passed, the government doesn't shut down in Wisconsin. It just means that it continues on with funding based on the previous budget or the existing budget, correct?
Correct.
So that would mean that, you know, things might not get built, new projects or whatnot, but
you know, they could theoretically keep going on under the previous budget. So whether this gets signed into law, whether or not it goes until October, they try to take another kick at the cat, and whether or not, because to me, here's the thing, is that I know from my reporting that there are a lot of donors to UW-Madison. They've raised, what, $150 million in private money for this new engineering hall building. And that's not all coming from, you know, progressive donors. There are a lot of more conservative donors to the UW-Madison campus who are not at all pleased with what Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux have done.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Republicans have said they really want to focus UW's budget to be about workforce development, and that raised a lot of questions as to why Republicans would then nix the engineering building on the flagship campus, because that would certainly support workforce development. And they've said that, you know, it's still part of the discussion. So there is a chance the building could be passed as like a separate bill. I know they did that last session, giving them some like $1 million just for design money to get the project going. It sounds like there is a lot of pressure on Republicans for that particular project.
I'm sure there is. So basically the jury is still out. It's really kind of anybody's guess. It's a guessing game around the building, around the state right now, where this all goes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think Governor Evers said yesterday he would, you know, use as much of his partial veto authority as he could. You know, whether he vetoes the entire budget, it seems like he has sort of softened his stance on that since then. But, you know, it's still pretty up in the air, I would say.
Well, Kelly, I can't thank you enough for coming on today in short notice. And again, if you have not read Kelly's work or this specific story, go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Best of all, subscribe, because we need great reporters like Kelly and her colleagues. So if you haven't subscribed either in, I'm one of those old fashioned, I like to have a newspaper in my hand. But if you're younger and you like it on your iPhone, you can do that as well. Get a subscription to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or go to JS Online. That's JS Online. Look up Kelly Meyerhofer. Great work. The article, West Bend would consolidate its two colleges into one under the GO plan. And you can read how the Joint Finance Committee under Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz's leadership decided to give $3.3 million to Washington and not a red cent to UW-Richland. Pretty remarkable. Great reporting, Kelly. Thank you for being here. Have a great, happy 4th, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now we bring on a longtime friend of mine and a colleague at UW-Richland and UW-Platteville. He is a former student senate president at UW-Richland. We both went to Platteville together as well. And we had a little show called Sunday Night back on TV5 down in Platteville back in the day. He is now a wonderful educator, the head of the science department at Burlington High School. I believe that's Robin Voss's stomping ground. Our friend Troy Everson. Troy, how the heck are you?
You know what, Todd? I'm fantastic. I did get a little bit of a hair raise on the back of my neck when you talked about the alma mater of He Who Shall Not Be Named. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Todd, I'm so glad to see you today and to talk with you and to any chance I can get to visit with the Todd Alba, I'm very happy to do so.
Well, you're too kind, and it's always wonderful to see you, and we need to spend time together soon. But we're here virtually today, and the reason I wanted to have you on is because this is a really sad day for you and I and a lot of the alum of UW-Richland and the Richland Center community. And I want to talk about that for a second, but I also want to spend time talking about the success and the impact that campus and all who taught, who are faculty, who are maintenance people, who were advisors, who were, just wonderful people that supported the community. It did so much for over 50 years for the state of Wisconsin.
You're absolutely right, Todd. You are 100% right. During the break when Kelly was still on here and she was talking and she said how amazing it is when, you know, 3 decades later, because Todd, that's when we were at the campus, was 3 decades ago. And I know that we can wax poetic and nostalgic about that all we want. Yeah. But the people that made a difference in forming who I am, both professionally and personally, whether that's a Floyd Blackmore or a Bob Hershey, or you even mentioned maintenance. There was a maintenance man there by the name of Everett. Mm-hmm. Why do I know the maintenance man's name at a university from 30 years ago? And I'll tell you why. because in some small way, shape, or form, he made a difference in who I have become.
Right. I mean, what about Lori Allen, the head of food service there?
Oh, a campus burger basket for lunch and her cherry diet Pepsis. God bless Lori Allen. Oh,
I mean, she's the best.
So I'm friends with Lori. I'm friends with Lori on Facebook, and she is just living her best life with her grandkids. And oh gosh, she's just a fantastic person.
She is. But I mean, to your point, at a campus the size of UW-Richland, and I think when we were there, correct me if I'm wrong, enrollment was around 400-ish at the
yes.
time. And,
yes.
you know, so it's not a huge campus. And so you become, I mean, those support people like Lori Allen and Everett and, you know, John Poole and Barb Wentz and go right down the docket. You
Jennifer
know,
Miller in the library. Absolutely.
James Galata. Holy cow. I mean, all those people, they become as important to the experience as people like, you say, the professors, Gene Burkett, Garrett Deckert, you know, Floyd Blackmore, go right down the list, Jim Agard. I mean, it's a whole community.
100%. Yeah, yeah. Todd, I know that today is a very sad day in Richland Center, in Richland County, and in the surrounding area, because I was raised in Crawford County, but when I went to the campus, my family lived in Vernon County. But I also am choosing in my mind to make my memories, and I'm not choosing to make them, I'm choosing to leave them very, very positive. I was one of those people that didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went to technical school right out of high school and went into surgical nursing, and it just didn't feel right. And I always thought I wanted to go to the university, but I thought, oh gosh, I just don't know. And so I chose UW-Richland, and I will tell you to this day that it is probably single-handedly the best educational decision I've made. And I've, you know, a couple of bachelor's degrees from Platteville. I've got a couple of master's degrees. UW-Richland was bar none the best decision I made.
I mean, literally the slogan when we went there was, it's a good place to begin.
That's true.
Right,
you're right. Yeah, and it was very appropriate for that to be that way. Yeah,
and I guess that's what frustrates me. And you're a wonderful high school teacher now, and you see kids getting ready to go to college. That's what frustrates me, Troy, is that people like State Senator Howard Markline and State Representative Tony Kurtz, and frankly, you know, throw in the rest of the Republican delegation in Southwest Wisconsin. They certainly, I mean, Tony Kurtz's daughter went to Richland. And yesterday we had, I kept wanting to move on to voting stuff, but people kept calling in with these great stories, anecdotes like you just had. One guy went to Kickapoo, lives over in Sauk City now, called in. One person up in Eau Claire, and calling in all these great, impactful stories. What I can't understand is stories like yours, why are Republicans saying no to funding this jewel? I mean, Catherine Lyle, the former president of the Board of Regents, Catherine Lyle once called UW-Richland the crown jewel of the UW system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd, I can tell you that I think the downfall in education, and I'm going to use that statement kind of as a Catholic small c, started after Act 10 in the state of Wisconsin. Because I'm painting a very specific brush. I'm painting with a very specific brush over a broad topic. The Republicans at that time, and quite frankly, have proven to this day with Howard and some of his ilk, that they're afraid of education.
Yeah.
I really believe that's what it is. I believe that's what it is. I was raised in small town, Southeast Wisconsin. Came from conservative values, very, very Lutheran Norwegian values, some of which I still hold very dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also know is that without UW-Richland, and this is the part that bothers me when people look solely at numbers and not at stories, is they don't realize the impact that those numbers have. They look at the instantaneous value of a number and not the long-term value of an investment. Mm. So when I think back with that, I went to Richland, A, because I could afford it, B, because it was close to home, and C, because it had a fantastic education program. Mm. It was funded by, you know, the state of Wisconsin. It was funded by students paying their tuition. Richland County welcomed us into the county, which we were, you know, then a pretty significant boon to the local economy. But in my career, I've dealt with over 3,000 students.
Wow.
I'd like to think that I help usher them into, you know, some pretty successful adult lives. And Hillary Rodham Clinton said it best when she said, it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. I personally don't have children of my own, but I like to tell people I have 3,000 children.
Yeah. Well, and again, yeah. None of those 3,000 would have had, I've gone and seen you at the musicals and plays you put on. I've been in your classroom. I've seen the involvement that you have with your students, and you bring out the best of the people that taught us. And without that campus, without your experience of going to UW-Richland, none of those 3,000 that you just said would have ever had the benefit of having you as an educator.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Todd. Yeah. I take that as a compliment.
It is.
But what I will tell you is I don't know that I would be the educator I am today without UW-Richland.
And again, it doesn't matter whether it's Richland or UW-Sheboygan or Fox Valley.